Hey everyone, it's Paul here live at the Wanneroo Small Business Expo. I'm so excited to be sharing another episode of another amazing bits of advice from Chris Kern, who operates Mind and Body Revival. So, the shocking statistic is 1 in 5 people in Australia suffer from chronic pain. And the sad thing is, so many people rely on addictive drugs to be able to help them with that. So Chris is going to be able to share how you can combat this chronic pain without the need for addictive drugs. So Chris, thank you very much for our second interview. I'd love for you to share, why do you think so many people are relying on these traditional methods of drugs? And what do you think the difference between the traditional methods and your methods are?
Okay, so what is actually wrong with the medical approach, I feel anyway, is that it's focusing on what's wrong with people. You know, it's causing them to focus on their pain as opposed to focusing on what's right with them and working on building a level of comfort. You know, we all know that focusing on the negative is not good for us. It just causes a downward vicious spiral. And relying on medications is not really helpful because it's not addressing the cause of the pain to start with. And there is no such thing as a painkiller. You know, the effects of these drugs is only short term. And in fact, some of them are very addictive, and the effect of particularly the opioid drugs and the effect of those reduces after 6 to 8 weeks, so that people are having to take much higher doses, and withdrawing from them is extremely unpleasant. And so that's one of the issues. Also, many of these drugs have some very nasty side effects. And the other thing is that many people are taking over-the-counter drugs like ibuprofen. And these many people, because you can get these without a prescription, and you can just walk into the pharmacy and get them, and people often don't realise that they do have a really negative effect on your stomach lining. Within an hour, these drugs have been shown to cause damage that's going to contribute to ulcers, and they can actually can actually cause ulcers, and they do in many people. And the other issue with some of them is that particularly the prescription ones like Celebrex and a whole other range of a whole lot of other drugs in that same kind of category, is that they actually have been found recently to increase the risk of heart attack within a week. Within a week of starting on them. Relying on these drugs is not good for anyone in the long term. Sure, and I'm not saying that no one should take these drugs, because sometimes, you know, when you're in so much pain, you do need to take something. But the idea should be that you take them for as little as possible, as short a time as possible, and then wean off them as you start to address the causes of the pain.
And so what are some of the chronic illnesses or chronic pain injuries that you successfully have helped people with?
So I've helped a number of people with injuries, pain from injuries particularly. But hypnotherapy has been used effectively for pain from other causes, neurological pain, also pain from burns. So there's a Professor Dabney Ewan, a medical doctor and surgeon in America, who's treated many, many people over the years with burns. And initially he was poo-pooed by other doctors until they started noticing that his patients were recovering much, much faster and needed much less medication for their pain. So, pretty much any kind of pain can be...
So what are some of the amazing results you've helped generate for some of your clients?
Well, I've actually had one client who had an injury. He'd already had an injury and he was doing a recovery program, and the physiotherapist had only given him exercises for one side, and he thought, well, that's a bit crazy, that's going to make me lopsided. And he was very health conscious. He was in his early 70s, but very health conscious and pretty healthy. And so he decided he would do some exercises on the other side, and then he heard an almighty crack in his neck. And he suffered for 9 months with chronic pain going down his neck and into his arm and also the base of his skull. And he'd had MRIs done and various other tests, and nobody could find any cause for the pain. And he was pretty much, you know, told, well, there's nothing we can do for you, as so many people with chronic pain are. And so he decided to give hypnotherapy a go. After the very first session, he came back a week later, and I recorded that first session for him to listen to at home, which he did. He listened, I think, a couple of times a day. And when he came back to me a week later, he said that he'd actually had a pain-free day the day before.
Oh, that's amazing.
And which blew me away too.
Yeah.
And he had had some pain the other days, and the day that he came to me he had a little pain, but it was nowhere near the severity that it had been previously. And I've had another client who broke her arm, so she fell on the floor, on a concrete tile floor, and smashed her head of humerus, and was in a sling, and she was in a lot of pain and on medication. So I saw her twice, actually, and normally I would recommend someone with chronic pain see me for at least 3 to 4 sessions. Some people are going to need more than that, sometimes, depending on the severity, up to 10 sessions. But this client, I did a session with her, and she said that she was able to have a really good sleep in the afternoon after that. Her pain level was much, much lower, and the next day she felt great, but she must have aggravated it in the night, that following night, and she was back in some pain. But I did another session with her, and I recorded that second session, and she was using that recording regularly, and she reported not needing nearly as much medication. So on the odd occasion when she maybe had done too much and aggravated her shoulder, she needed to take a dose of painkillers, but lower dose than she had been before. And when she went back to the specialist, they wanted to give her another prescription for pain medication, and she declined. She said she didn't need it because she'd been doing the hypnotherapy.
Oh, wow. So, wow, that's great. What more could you ask for? That's incredible. Yeah, what brilliant results. So say if anyone was looking to get in touch with you, or if they had some chronic pain issues, and as you said, they've been diagnosed, they can't seem to help them with anything, but obviously your methods can really help, where would be the best place to reach out to you for somebody trying to get in touch?
So they can give me a call on my 1300 number, which is 1300-599-872. And I'd be really glad to have a chat with them about their pain issues. If I don't feel that I can help them, I'll definitely refer them on to somebody else. But it's always worth having a chat so we can help them to feel more comfortable, because there are different ways that hypnotherapy can help with pain, and my program, I call it DAM, the pain program.
Yep.
So we look at discovering the causes of the pain, because it's not always just the injury or the initial trauma that's causing the pain. There can be other factors that can be contributing to that. So we look to discover the cause of the pain. That could be through diet as well, which is an often overlooked cause of pain, because inflammation is what drives pain, and there are many different ways that, you know, inflammation occurs, and one of it is through what you're eating. So especially if you're in a lot of pain, just some simple changes to the diet can make a big difference. And I've had some people tell me within 3 days their pain level has gone down from, say, an 8 to a 3.
Wow.
Just by eliminating one kind of food from their diet.
That's brilliant.
And so we also look at lifestyle, and then of course we do hypnotherapy to increase the comfort level and switch off some of the pain signaling that's going up to the brain. And I teach people also how to do self-hypnosis, which has been found to be really, really useful for them to use whenever they want to turn up their comfort level and shift the focus away from the pain.
That sounds really interesting. Sort of yeah. Oh, well, Chris, thank you so much for your time. It's been a real honour and pleasure really getting to share this with the audience, and got to help them with a lot of their pain management. Obviously, with that many people, there's definitely someone out there who's going to be listening who could use some help on that. So thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks, Paul.